This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, Rabbi Isai. We have a very important subject today, if I could get a sheet. We're going to talk about the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah, and specifically Afikoman. There's actually a Machlokes Tanoim as to when the mitzvah of Korban Pesach applies. Until when? We know your makor, the Korban Pesach, Erev Pesach, but until when could you eat it? And that, so you say that that's academic machlokes, because we're not makor the Korban Pesach anymore. But the truth is that even though we're not makor the Korban Pesach, it says, Amatzah Samroirim Yoichluhu, and the maror is Hukash the Korban Pesach. But besides that, the mitzvah of matzah is learnt out from Korban Pesach. So whenever the Korban Pesach could be brought till, the matzah could be eaten till. Also, Sipur Yitzis Mitzrayim could be fulfilled. So there's a machlokes tanoim. There's a machlokes between Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and Rabbi Akiva. If I could get a Gemara in Psachim. Also Gemara in Brachos, also Gemara in Megillah. Psachim, Brachos, Megillah. Thank you. So it's machlokes Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, you should eat matzah b'layla hazeh. And it says by Makas B'chayros, V'avart V'yaretz Mitzrayim B'layla Hazeh. Ma Makas B'chayros was Chatzois, so too Matzah, Korban Pesach is until Chatzois. That's the sheet of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Rabbi Akiva, on the other hand, holds, no, Rabbi Akiva doesn't make that drasha. Rabbi Akiva says Korban Pesach could be eaten the whole night, and therefore Matzah could be eaten the whole night. It's Machloikis Tanoim, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and Rabbi Akiva. Again, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says Til Chatzois, Rabbi Akiva says Kol Halayla. Now the truth is, perfect, thank you. So the Machloikis Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and Rabbi Akiva appears in two places in Shas. One, Kuf Chaf. One is Kuf Chaf Amabez, and it also appears in Ayin Aleph Amabez in Psachim, also in Megillah Chaf Aleph, also in Brachos Daf Tes. It's also in Zvachim, but how much can Moshe carry already? Fine. So, listen to the Gemara. Amar Rav Yosef, Rav Elazar ben Azariah, the Tanya va'ochlo sabasa b'layla hazeh, Rav Elazar ben Azariah oimer nemer kan b'layla hazeh, v'nemer lahalon, v'abarat yoresh nesam b'layla hazeh, ma lahalon ad chatzois, av kan ad chatzois. Okay, that's the sheet of Rav Elazar ben Azariah. Rabbi Kiva says, Chipazoin, ad shas chipazoin, until they left, which was the morning. Fine. This is regarding the Korban Pesach. Now, it comes out amazing that until when could you be mekayim Sipur Yitzis Mitzrayim? Sipur Yitzis Mitzrayim is only b'shas sheyesh matzah marim munachim lefanecha. So Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah would say ad chatzois, and Rabbi Akiva would say what? Kol halayla. So one of the most famous questions on the Haggadah is, it says, Maisa, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Tam, and they were saying, talking about Yisibur Yitzis Mitzrayim the whole night. So Bishlam, Rabbi Akiva was saying, talking about Yisibur Yitzis Mitzrayim the whole night, Rabbi Akiva is L'shitase, because he holds the Korban Pesach could be brought the whole night, and therefore Yisibur Yitzis Mitzrayim is the whole night. But Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was wasting his time. Well, what's he doing talking about Yitzis Mitzrayim? I have a question. If you saw Chachamim, on a regular Tuesday, shaking a lulav and esrog, they're out of the base matter, shaking a lulav and esrog. So what are they doing? They're wasting their time. So no, what's Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah doing? Talking about, well, it's not Torah. Talking about frogs. It's Torah. Taking you know, Mestama, they went to the store, they bought the wind up frogs, and they were talking about frogs.
Talking about it's Es Mitzrayim, so it's Torah, right?
Why is it Torah? It's Torah. Dayenu. If you're saying Dayenu, you're Mekayim Talmud Torah. You're not Mekayim Talmud Torah.
What Dayenu means?
It's not Torah. Dayenu is not Torah. No, it's not a Brisa. It's not a Mishnah. But now the truth is, you're right. If you're learning the Psukim and the Drashas and the Avada, it's Torah. But so that doesn't say they were Dafka talking about that. So that's one of the most famous kashas on the Haggadah. So one of the Tirutzim is, well, Rabbi Kiva is the Rav, because it was in Bnei Brak. So you follow the minog of the Rav. Yeah, so fine. So, but that's one of the answers. That's one of the famous kashas of, that's one of the famous kashas in Haggadah. But be it as it may, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah holds Korban Pesach is until Chatzos, and Rabbi Kiva says it's what? Kol Halayla. Fine. Now, the Afikoman, same thing. Afikoman is really, basically, another mitzvah of matzah. According to some, you're making the mitzvah of matzah again, with a second kazayis of matzah. So the shaila is, until when do you have for afikoman? So the answer is Machloikis, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, Tel Chatzos, Rabbi Kiva says, Kol HaLaila. So the first question we have to look into is, who do we paskin like? If we paskin like Rabbi Akiva, then the Seder will be very relaxed. If we paskin like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, then we're under the gun a little bit, because we have to get done, by the way, we have to get done Achilas Afi Koimen, and also Halal, the Rama adds, by Chatzos. So here we have, like, everything flips over here. Rambam, Yad HaChazaka Zmanim. The Rambam says leniently that we paskin like Rabbi Akiva. Yeah, bottom shelf. Rabbi Akiva says leniently we paskin like Rabbi Akiva, that you have the whole night. You have the whole night. Simon, tough. So Rambam, Hilchos Chav Mitzvah Matzah, Perek Vav, Halacha Yer Aleph. What? No, now we're talking about Achila. Achila. Achila Sakarban. The Rambam, Perek Vav, Halacha Yer Aleph. The Rambam says, "Midivrei soifrim in maftirin achar matzah klum afilu klayos ve'agoyzim." You can't have. Let's say a person ate afikoyim and then ate afterwards. You eat it again. The Rambam says, "You eat it again." Now, until when do you have? The Rambam says, "Mitzvos asim natar lecha matzah b'leil chamisha asar shenamar b'arav teichlo matzos." O mitzvah sekol alayla. The mitzvah is the whole night. Comes the Magen Mishnah that the Rambam's paskening like who? Like Rabbi Akiva. Why does the Rambam paskening like Rabbi Akiva? Because we all know there's a klal. Halacha k'Rabbi Akiva mechaverav. We always paskening like Rabbi Akiva. So whenever you have a machlokes, Rabbi Akiva and anybody, we always paskening like Rabbi Akiva. Therefore the Rambam paskens like Rabbi Akiva. Fine. Comes Tosfos in Megillah on Daf Chaf Aleph. And Tosfos says no. We don't paskin like Rabbi Kiva. Tosfos says we paskin like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Tosfos says, okay, remember this. This is Megillah Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph. Okay, the Gemara says like this. The Mishnah says, Davar shemitzvasei belayla kosher kol alayla. Anything you do at night, you could do the whole night. Frak the Gemara, what's the Chiddush? The Chiddush is to include Karban Pesach, not like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. So you hear this? You have a Stam Mishnah and Shas, not like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. You have Stam Mishnah and Shas, not like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Says Tosfos, I don't care. Mikol Malkam Nira, the Halacha Rabbi Elazar. Because there's a Stam Mishnah and Arvei Psochim that says that the Halacha is like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Why? The Tanan HaPesach Achar Chatzos Metamei Sayadayim. Fine. The Tosfos brings three Stam Mishnas and Shas that are like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. So basically what you have over here is a very interesting scenario. We know we always pass on like Rabbi Kiva. On the other hand, we have three Stam Mishnas and Shas like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. We have one Stam Mishnah like Rabbi Kiva. So we know we always paskin like Rabbi Kiva. But not when there's a Stam Mishnah like a different Tana. But there's also a Stam Mishnah like Rabbi Kiva. But there are more Stam Mishnahs like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah than there are Stam Mishnahs like Rabbi Kiva. So basically, the Rambam paskins like Rabbi Akiva and Tosfos paskins like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. So Rambam says, you can have a relaxed, chilled out Seder, there are no Zmanim. Just be finished by the morning. Tosfos says no, halacha Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. So the $1 million question is, who do we paskin like? Now, who would you have expected the Shulchan Aruch to paskin like?
The Rambam.
Shulchan Aruch always paskins like the Rambam. Not here. Shulchan Aruch paskins like Tosfos. Shulchan Aruch says, Tafayin Zayin. You ready? You want, no. Yalkagam. Fine. But, says the Mechaber, V'yizoher la'achloi kodem chatzos. Who is that like? It's like Tosis.
He says he's Zaher.
Ah, now he doesn't say, you know, your mamish mechuyah, but he said you should be careful. So Shulchan Aruch says to be careful. You try to be careful. I mean, people don't eat kabrakst. And he doesn't say to be careful about that. So if you're careful about that, you should be careful what it says in Shulchan Aruch. But is it barer that the Shulchan Aruch is passing like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah? No. Because even Rabbi Akiva, everybody knows that even something you could be mekayim the whole night, the Chachamim made a guideline. It's the first Mishnah of Brachas. Whatever you could do the whole night, you should try to do by Chatzos, like Krishma. Even Krishma, everyone agrees you have the whole night for Krishma, but the Chachamim say you should do it by Chatzos.
You should do a mitzvah first, but over here you have Marba. Kol HaMarba.
It's Kol HaMarba L'Saper. You could do it after. You could do it after. Yeah. So, in other words, the first Mishnah of Brachas, says that you have the whole night to do it. Really, you have Ad Alos HaShachar. V'lama Amr Chacham Til Chatzos Kedei Laharchik Esa Adam Min Ho'Aveira.
See, but it's not Kriyashima. I'm
Yoytze
the second it happens.
I'm Yoytze, but see, as soon as I mention it.
So then so what's the difference? You should stop. So in other words, there's not a stop.
No, it's better to do more, but you not at the expense of not being Yoytze, forgetting to do a mitzvah.
In other words, here we're not talking about.
So you stop, and eat the matzah. You're not going to give up. You're not going to give up the fulfillment of a mitzvah because you want to be mekayim chol hamarba reza meshubach.
Then
why you shouldn't be Oisik in this mitzvah now? You shouldn't be Oisik in that mitzvah. The Shulchan Aruch says you should eat the Avikon by Chatzos. Yeah. Shulchan Aruch. Now, just to give you the background. The background is, the Bir Halacha says, there's a machloikis, people, between Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and Rabbi Akiva. There's a machloikis Rishonim. Who do we paskin like? The Rambam is lenient. The Rambam, by the way, the Rav Hamagid, the Balo Iter, the Arzarua are lenient. Some say the Rif is lenient, which is probably why the Mechaber paskin like... No, that still doesn't explain it. However, Harbe Rishonim hold you are not Yoytze after Chatzos. Rabbeinu Chananel, the Smag, the Balei Toisis, throughout Shas, the Mordechai, Rabbeinu Yeruchim, the Arzarua, the Rekeach, the Rosh, the Rajba, they say if you eat after coming after Chatzos, lo yotza afilu b'diavad. Then the Bir Halacha adds that even Rabbi Akiva would hold you should do Afikomim by Chatzos. It's just your Yoytze after Chatzos. So basically, you have two ways to go over here. Again, most Rishonim say after Chatzos you're not Yoytze Afikomim. The Rambam says you're Yoytze. The Shulchan Aruch says to be Machmir, either because he's going like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, or because even in the world of Rabbi Akiva you need to be Machmir. So comes Avnei Nezer. And the Avnei Nezer comes up with a ga'oinus of how you could have a relaxed Seder and still fulfill all the halachas. Okay. So Avnei Nezer starts like this. Now, we'll try to do it quick, but it's a number of steps, but it's very simple. Okay? The Avnei Nezer wants to know, when you eat matzah, you make a bracha, asher kedishan mitzvah tzvanu, lecho matzah, lecho mor, or al achilas?
Al achilas.
So the question is, why? Why would you say al achilas? The rule is, any mitzvah you can't appoint a shliach to do, you have to say le. Al is only when you could appoint a shliach. Even though there are a million exceptions to this rule, but the general rule is, whenever you say le, it's because you got to do it yourself, you can't appoint a shliach.
And then,
I said that's an exception to the rule. Right? There are exceptions. You're going to find 100, every bracha is going to be an exception. But the rule is that whenever you say, right, al netilas lulav, al netilas yadayim, but lehaniachton, you can't appoint a shliach. Lestate fitzitzes, you can't appoint a shliach. You know, legbaya mezuzah, you could appoint a shliach. There are exceptions. But the rule of the Rishonim is that whenever it's lit, you got to do it yourself. And that's why the Ramban and the Ran say the bracha, in fact, is lechel matzah v'lechel mar, not al achilas matzah. However, our gersa and our gemaras is al. We say al. But why? You got to do it yourself. So Levush writes that since the Baal HaBayis says the bracha and is moitzi everyone, so it's ki'ilu, he's your shliach for the bracha. So since it's ki'ilu, he's your shliach for the bracha, you say al and you don't say le. Says Avnei Nezer, that's not going to work for us. You know why? Because we all make the bracha ourselves. We have the Baal HaBayis, he moitzi asu ha-moitzi lechem min ha-aretz. But everybody makes the al achilas matzah themselves. So why would we say then al achilas matzah? It should be le. So the Avnei Nezer says, look in the Choyk Yaakov.
Now, by the way, with a lid, what would be the
lashon? Lechomatza. Asher kedushanu mitzvah lechomatza. like leishay basuda, basuka. So the Chok Yaakov says, no, I know why you say al, because the Torah says al. Al matzoy sumroyrim yechluhu. Somebody says that's ridiculous. It says, eat the Karim Pesach on matzah umorar. What does it have to do with how to say the bracha of eating the matzah? It says, al matzoy sumroyrim yechluhu, eating the Karim Pesach. But now I'm talking about eating the matzah because the Pasuk uses the word al in a completely different context. Therefore, in the formulation of the bracha of how to eat the matzah, you say al achilas matzah. So Avnei Nezer says the following. Another kasha. Why do we say al biur chametz? We should say leva'er es hachametz. Because leva'er, lamed, also has another meaning. What I'm about to do. Not what I did in the past, what I'm about to do. So I should say leva'er es hachametz. So the Avnei Nezer says like this. Ready for this goyness? When I take my chametz and I burn it before this man biur, was I mekayim the mitzvah? Sort of. I'm a high mitzvah. I did what I needed. What? The answer is yes, but I did the mitzvah, but I can't put it in the bank until the Zman Isser comes. And once the Zman Isser comes, I've done the mitzvah. For example. Yeah. In other words, let's say the time freezes. Yeah, I'm a kaim the mitzvah of Tashbisu. But I don't get the mitzvah until the Zman Isser comes. So in other words, I did the Maisa mitzvah, but I don't get the Kiyum yet until the Zman comes. So the reason why I say Al Biur Chametz is because Al implies in the past. Because I'm not getting the mitzvah until the Zman comes. And when the Zman comes, I've done the mitzvah in the past that I burnt it. When I'm burning the Chametz, I didn't fulfill the mitzvah yet. I did the Maisa mitzvah. But I don't get the Kiyam HaMitzvah because it wasn't Asr yet for me to have Chametz. It's only, what?
So how do you make a bracha?
So you can make a bracha Al. Al means that in the past, that when the Zman Isser comes, I have already fulfilled the mitzvah.
It's on this thing that I did before.
So that in other words, there's a new... We always make the bracha before, right? The Gemara mitzvah, unless you can't, right? Al Natil Siyadayim. That's one of the reasons for Al Natil Siyadayim. It's going to go all the way to the Zman Isser. Okay, so whenever you're doing a mitzvah that I can't fulfill it until a later time, let's say in this case because the Zman Isser didn't come yet, you make Al. Okay, so Rabbi Yisai, you ready for this? Here's the Goynos. Here's the Goynos. Why does Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah say you have to eat the Afikamin by Chatzos? Why? It's a Gzeir Shava. It says, V'yavarti b'yaretz Mitzrayim b'layla hazeh. And it says, V'achlu matzos b'layla hazeh. Just like Ma'akas b'chayos was Chatzos, so to achilas matzos Chatzos. Frek the Heilige Avnei Nezer, what are you talking about? Makas b'choyros was exactly at Chatzos. So why does Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah say you have to eat the matzah by Chatzos? There was no din Hashem had to do Makas b'choyros by Chatzos. Hashem did it at the exact split second at Chatzos. So maybe we should learn out that you should eat the matzah at the exact split second at Chatzos. Meaning you basically get a slingshot. And while the clock is ticking at 11:59, you have on a Shabbos clock that it's activated so that the second Chatzos comes, it shoots it down your esophagus. That's what we should learn out. The answer is that would be absurd. You can't do that. There's EF Charlotte something. Who could possibly eat the matzah exactly at Chatzos? So Rabbi Lezer has no choice but to learn the Gzeira Shava that just like Makas Lucharis was exactly at Chatzos, you have to eat the matzah by Chatzos. Because you can't say you have to eat the matzah exactly at Chatzos.
But then it should be as close to Chatzos as possible.
But you can hit the Chatzos.
No, 1 second.
Yeah, keep on chewing.
So that means what's the mitzvah? The mitzvah is that when Chatzos comes, you had to have already eaten the matzah.
The early birds, they're good.
They're good. The only thing is that if they don't make it to Chatzos, You know how many calls do you get the night of the Pesach, right? That's I hope you're not on call in Orlando, you know? But, Pesach is, so that means the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah, are you Mekayim the Achila when you eat the matzah?
No.
No, you have to wait.
But the Korban Pesach, is that true about the Korban Pesach as well?
Yeah.
So they weren't yotzei the Korban Pesach until...
They did the Maisa, they were not mekayim it until Chatzos. That's how...
The mitzvah is not to eat the Korban Pesach?
Yeah, it is. No, but the same way Bir Chameitz says you're not, you don't, you did the Maisa, but you don't get the Kiyum until the Zman. So to Achilas Pesach and Achilas Matzah, you did the Maisa, but you're not Mekayim until the Zman. That's why you say Al, because it's not a mitzvah that you're Mekayim when you're eating it. You have to wait until the Zman comes. Oh, the Zman came, and I already ate it in the past. That's Avnei Neidus Chiddush of why I say Al. The mitzvah, the Kiyum HaMitzvah is not eating it. The Kiyum HaMitzvah is when the Zman comes, I've already eaten it. Okay, and that's why I say Al.
Are we differentiating between the Achilas Matzah that we eat and the Afikomen, or it's the same?
No. Both have the same exact guidelines.
But we're making the bracha way before Chatzos.
You're right. But since you're not Mekayim the mitzvah until the Zman comes, right, you have to say a Nusuch that implies that when I'm Mekayim the mitzvah, it was already done. I already did the Maisa.
I'm saying Echatzos, you should make this bracha then.
You're not doing, you only,
I did it.
You only make, there's a separate rule, you only make brachas on Maisim, not on Kiyumim. So I'm making the bracha on the time of the Achila, but since that time of the Achila, I'm not Mekayim the mitzvah. Why? Because Echatzos has to come and it has to be in my system, so therefore I say Al and not Le. This is the Chiddush. This is a chiddush. This is the introduction.
Yeah.
What?
It was a brisk shot I ever heard.
This is Avnei Nezer. This, by the way, I can't even hack on this because it's not the Avnei Nezer. I'm not even up to him. This is the Hakdama to Avnei Nezer. And nobody knows this part. Everybody knows the Tanai of the Avnei Nezer. This is the Hakdama. Again, let me just say clearly, I'm not going to hack on it, okay? That is, Avnei Nezer wants to know, why do I say Al Bir Chametz and not Levaer? The reason is because at the time I burn it, I'm not Mekayim the mitzvah yet until the Zman Isser comes. So I have to make a bracha that when the Zman comes, it implies that I've already done it in the past. Likewise, when it comes to Achilas Matzah and Achilas Pesach, I have to make a bracha that when the Zman comes, namely Chatzos, I have to make a bracha that what? That implies that once the Zman came, I've already been Mekayim the mitzvah. And that's why I say Al. Well, I didn't say this last year. Well,
so the matzah's still in the system.
Then says the Avnei Nezer, I finally understood the reason why you should have the taste of the afikoman in your mouth. Everybody knows, like the biggest avera in the world, maybe second to gebraks, is don't eat after the afikoman. You can't eat. I remember I was a kid, and I wanted apple juice after the afikoman. My grandmother said, I can't have apple juice after the afikoman. Only can I have water? Only water. So now I'm like, I'm scared. Pashut, I have yiras haroimus, yiras ha'aynush. But it's halacha. It's halacha midrabba. You're not to eat after the afikoman. You can't have a candy. Just like in shul, you can't have a candy. You can't have a candy. In shul. But, what? Yeah, in a shul doi raisa. Shul doi raisa, mikdashi tiro. At night, and... But anyway, but okay, says Avnei Nezer, why can't you eat after the afikoman? Why can't you have the, is there a mitzvah? Anybody here, after you eat in the sukkah, you're not to eat anything because you have to have the tam. Is there any other mitzvah that you can't eat afterwards because you have to savor the taste of? So what's the reason you need to savor the taste of the afikoman?
It doesn't feel like chayrus to me.
Right? Now what, I have to have the taste of charcoal in my mouth. Until when? What's the inyan of this thing? Says Avnei Nezer, the pshat is that since it's impossible to actually eat matzah exactly at Chatzos, the closest you could come to it is to have the taste in your mouth at Chatzos.
So then, says
Avnei Nezer, if the only reason why you need to have the taste of the afikoman is so that exactly when Chatzos comes, you're doing something with matzah, so then it should come out after Chatzos, you're allowed to eat. Says Avnei Nezer, you're allowed to. That's a chiddush oyam v'noira. That since the whole reason you need to have the taste in your mouth is so that when Chatzos comes, you can't do the achila, but at least you have the tam in your mouth. So what the chiyuv of having the tam in your mouth is only until the Zman HaMitzvah. But once the Zman HaMitzvah is over, you're allowed to eat.
And according to the Rabbi
Akiva. So pass that choice. Pass that choice.
Ah. The only reason you can't eat is it's not a, some kind of heebie-jeebie thing, savor the flavor. It's not Jelly Belly, savor the flavor. It's the reason is you need to be mekayim something at chatzos. What are you mekayim the te'imas hamatzah? So that means according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, you eat the afikomen by chatzos and you're not allowed to taste anything until chatzos. And according to Rabbi Kiva, you could eat the afikomen the whole night and you can't eat anything after the afikomen for the whole night. So says Avnei Nezer, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, you eat the afikomen before chatzos and you cannot eat anything until the zman achila is over, which is chatzos. Once chatzos comes, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, you're allowed to eat. But according to Rabbi Akiva, the zman is the whole night. So according to Rabbi Akiva, once you eat the afikomen, you can't taste the whole night. Because the mitzvah of...
At any moment, the whole night is the
mitzvah. The mitzvah is to have the flavor in... What?
CPC is the shrine and achilas matzah are the same thing?
Everything. All the mitzvahs halal are exactly the same. Everything has to be done by chatzos according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and the Shulchan Aruch.
That's based on the Korban Pesach, or that's based on...
Starts with the Korban Pesach. Right. It's hukash tomorrow. It's then hukash to matzah, and it's hukash to Sipur Yitzchus Mitzrayim. Because matzah is compared to Korban Pesach.
But the afikomen is just a zecher to...
No, lav dafka. What the afikomen is, it might even be the mitzvah d'orais of achilas matzah. According to the Rosh, the different shittas. Which one is it? But what, even if it is a zecher, it must be done by chatzos according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah.
Right, because it's korban zecher, so it has to follow the same
halacha. No, but it actually follows the laws of matzah, not the laws of korban pesach. Okay, fine.
Okay.
Now, so this is the Avnei Nezer. Avnei Nezer. So now, so you're at a meal, and everybody came home late from davening. And until everyone gets their act together and everybody sings Kaddish, Orchaz, Karpas, Yachas, and the minogs, your family minogs, everyone in the family makes Kiddush. So it's already 5 minutes to Chatzos, so you didn't even get started yet, you know? So what do? So one option is, if you want to follow the Shulchan Aruch, is you eat your matzah quickly, you skip the meal, and you eat your afikomen, and that's it. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says, what can I tell you? But the Avnei Nezer has a chap. What's Avnei Nezer's chap? The Avnei Nezer's chap is like this. If you see you're running late, and you're not even going to get up to the suda by chatzos. It's achila, you're about to eat the matzah, and you have, let's say, 20 minutes of chatzos. So you eat a kezayis of matzah. And you say like this. If the halacha is, kezayis of matzah for achilas matzah. Then you eat another kezayis for afikoymen. And you say, if the halacha is like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, this is my afikoymen. And I'm not going to eat after it. Oh, but once chatzos comes, I'm allowed to eat. So now I have my suda. I wait until chatzos. I have my suda. Then I eat another afikomen. I say, if the halacha is like Rabbi Akiva, this will be my afikomen, and I won't eat after that. And this way, everyone could be happy. Correct. You eat two afikomens, right? And this way, you could be happy. You could follow the halacha, and your wife could be happy that she could serve the meal b'menucha, and everyone could be happy. V'shalom al Yisrael. And even in the Art School book from Rav Pam said, here women, they spend months and years preparing for Pesach. And what are you going to do? It's 10 minutes till Chatzos. So you can say, I can eat the matzah now. Oh, but I'm not allowed to eat after the matzah and after Afikoymen. And I have to eat the Afikoymen by Chatzos. So I'm going to eat the Afikoymen and we'll save your meal for Sukkos.
She'd be more upset if I tell her that's Nayav, to do the Nayav Avnezer. Go eat. Because I say some of now and after. She'll be more upset on that than the...
So then do the first thing I did. Eat the kezayis, eat the afikoymen, and call it a night, and that's it.
Let everyone say kiddush and everyone say the marashan, you have the problem.
Okay. But that's the tanai of the Avnei Nezer. You got the tanai? It's all based on the chiddush. That I would have, before I walked in this morning, I would have said, why do you need to have, why are you now to eat after the afikoymen? Savor the flavor. We love mitzvah so much, we don't want to ruin the taste of it. Avnei Nezer says, not so mystical. Here, we in Sachachov over here, we from Sachachov, we're halachas. The reason why you need to not eat after the coming is only to mekayim the gzeira shava, that you got to do something exactly at chatzos. So what are you doing exactly at chatzos? You can't eat exactly at chatzos. At least the flavor will be in your mouth exactly at chatzos. By the way, Reb Chaim Brisker, followed the Avnei Nezer. Rav Pam suggests to follow the Avnei Nezer, and the Poiskim do not like it. The Poiskim do not like Avnei Nezer. Rav Moshe rejects the Avnei Nezer. Rav Moshe says it's not correct. Why? Why? Rav Moshe has two gevaldige kashas on the Avnei Nezer. Rav Moshe said, for doireis, everybody knows that you're not allowed to eat after the Afikoman. Why? Because we just don't eat after the Afikoman. We don't know why. Because we want... What? Because Bobby said, no apple juice, that's it. You can't eat after the Afikoman. It's not because you need to be Mekayim something exactly at Chatzos. It's a din. There's no. It's a din derabanan. According to the Avnei Nezer, it's almost like a din doiraisa. We have to do something exactly at Chatzos. So what do? We have the taste in our mouth. That should be a din doiraisa. We're learning out from Gezeirah Shavah. It's not a din doiraisa, you know, to eat after Afikoman. It's a din derabanan. Therefore, says Rav Moshe, even after the Zman of Chatzos, according to Rav Azariah, you cannot eat after the Afikoman. So it's not going to help to... It's not going to help to do what? It's not going to help to eat a kezayis of matzah, eat a kezayis of afikoymen, wait till chatzos and then eat your meal. You're violating the din d'rabbanan, not eating after the afikoymen. We never heard of this rule that the reason not to eat after the afikoymen is to do something exactly at chatzos. Furthermore, well, let's read Rav Moshe inside. Actually, let's read Avnei Nezer inside and... we'll read Dalet and Hey. Look in Avnei Nezer, Dalet and Hey, and then we'll read Rav Moshe. Uvazeh yesh li ten tam, she'en maftir an achar ha-pesach afikoymen. Now that we explain that the reason why we make al achilas matzah is because you're not mekayim the mitzvah by eating it until the zman comes. So now we understand why you can't eat after the afikoymen. She'asor lechol achar ha-pesach. Why not eat after Pesach? Well, hanal, based on what I said before, yeshafarish kivan shaham mitzvah b'hagia chatzois, since the mitzvah is when chatzois comes, in kein tzarech sheyia tam Pesach oz b'piv. You need the taste of the Pesach to be in your mouth then. Shalo yia kol achilas Pesach mikol v'chol. It has to be that the taste of the Karm Pesach did not dissipate entirely. Akorchach sheyia tam matzah oz. You need the taste of the matzah to be then. V'yishar oz roishem meha mitzvah. And you have a remnant of the mitzvah then. Fine. V'al keinira ledina. Therefore, says Avnei Nezer, I paskin lalacha. Lamanda amar ena pesach nechal ela ala chatzois. According to Blazman Azaria, v'hu adin matzah. Del achar chatzois mutter lechal. After chatzois, you're allowed to eat. U'belav ha'chinira. Even without that, it would seem, devada ein chiv sheyishar tam pesach matzah b'viv rak b'zman ha'mitzvah. But even without this, L'chayra, the obligation to have the taste of the Pesach in your mouth is only at the time of the mitzvah. V'yakei nira, dim b'tchila sasuda. Let's say in the middle of the meal, or be'emtza, or the end of the meal. Let's say you're middle of the meal, you're at the end of the meal. Your wife made a dessert, she worked 10 years on this dessert. Since you got married, since the day you got married, she's been preparing this dessert. And what are you going to do? You're going to say, well, it's 10 minutes of chatzai, so I have to eat the afikoman, I can't eat your dessert? No, what do you do? If you see that chatzos is coming, yoichal kezayis matzah al tenai im halacha kerblas ben azaria. This is the afikoymen. Then you wait until after chatzos, finish the meal, eat another kezayis, and you're yotzim miman of shach. If the halacha is like kerblas ben azaria, that ad chatzos, you're yotzim the afikoymen. I'm yotzim with the first one, and then after chatzos, I'm allowed to eat the meal. And if the halacha is like Rabbi Kiva, I'm yotzim with the second one.
That takes away the kula of the Avnei Nezer, because then you can't eat after chatzos, because there's always a suffix that we hold like...
No, if the halacha is like Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah.
No, this works, I'm saying, but the kula of...
What's the kula?
Let's say I was able to eat my meal, and it's totally normal, and then I eat my afikoman before chatzos, and now it's after chatzos, and I really want sucking candy because I'm not in shul davening. So, in that case... you wouldn't be able to, because maybe we hold like a Rabbi
Akiva. Correct. You're right, yeah.
Yeah. Meaning, so the kula falls away. If the Avnei Nezer, there is no meaning.
The kula is only that you could eat the meal.
If you eat a second.
Correct.
You still always can't eat after that. Even according to Avnei Nezer, you can't eat after
the afikoman. No, but the kula of the Avnei Nezer is I could get in Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah's afikoman.
I hear you. That's what I'm saying, but it's like the setup we were saying.
No, the kula of the Avnei Nezer is that could be yoitzer according to Rav Elazar ben Azariah. Of course not. Yeah.
I didn't think of it that way. We just thought that was
because once you
why you could always see if you have afikomen after your sucking.
What
you have to give you say that that amount of mara before you
originally.
Right.
The beginning of magid then just
right. 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 Okay. 1 second. Let's see Rav Moshe. Let's see Rav Moshe. And if you want to see, by the way, if you want to see more lamdas, I'll just tell you, the Minchas Yitzchak doesn't like the Tanai of the Avnei Nezer. Why? Because even Rabbi Akiva holds you have to eat the Afikam and the Chachila before Chatzos. And if you make this Tanai, you're not fulfilling Rabbi Akiva as L'Chachila. Because Rabbi Akiva, you're eating the second Afikam and after Chatzos, which is not really good L'Chachila according to Rabbi Akiva. And the first one, Rabbi Akiva says L'Chachila, you should have it before. Kedei L'Harchik Es Adam Menu Avera. Okay, let's see Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe says, Aval ho ikar, this is Igros Moshe, Chilakei Simulam and Ches, Ois Ches. Rav Moshe did not hold to this Tanai, and therefore Rav Moshe said, you need to eat Afikoyman before Chatzos. Period. Bottom line. I, your meal, eat it the next day. You'll say, I'm not going to take a nap. I'm going to spend the whole day savoring every single dish that you made. But the little say there, you got to get it in before Chatzos. But let's see Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe says, "Ikar Mashikasav, the Blaz Ben Azariah Leka Isser Hachila El Ad Chatzos, V'Acher Kach Rishon Lecha V'Afilo Matzos, Loi Kimakubo B'Chol Hamakoymos." This is not what's accepted in Klal Yisrael. She'Acher Afikoymen also Lecha Kol Alayla, like Rav Blaz Ben Azariah's Mashma, She'Gam Etz Loi Hu Chiddush L'Masa. Okay. Now I want to tell you Rav Moshe's Gevaldik Akasha on the Avnei Nezer. Why does the Avnei Nezer say that you're allowed to eat after Chatzos? Why does he say that? Because he's trying to answer Akasha. Avnei Nezer is trying to answer, why do we make Al and not Le? Why do we say Al Achilas Matzah and not Lechala Matzah? The answer is, what does the Avnei Nezer say? Since Rav Elazar ben Azariah has a drasha, you got to do something by Chatzos, and you can't eat Mamish by Chatzos. So you eat the matzah, and then when Chatzos comes, you've already eaten the matzah. Even more, you know what else? When Chatzos comes, your mamish doing something. What are you mamish doing? You're tasting the matzah in your mouth. And therefore, this is all to explain why we say what? Al. Says Rav Moshe Avnei Nezer, nice pshat, but nice try. Why? Because there's a man by the name of Rabbi Akiva. And what does Rabbi Kiva say, what the bracha you make on the matzah? Al. Why do you say Al? Your whole Torah and why you say Al only works in the world of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. It doesn't work in the world of Rabbi Akiva. So in Rabbi Akiva, you're going to have to say a different reason why you say Al and not Le. So whatever the reason you're going to say for Rabbi Akiva, you'll say for Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. And we have no hechrach anymore to invent a pshat that the reason why you have to have the flavor in your mouth exactly at Chatzos is to do something exactly at Chatzos in order to justify why we say Al. Anyway, we need to justify in Rabbi Akiva. So whatever you're going to say in Rabbi Akiva doesn't say you need to have the taste in your mouth exactly at Alois HaShachar. Rabbi Akiva says Alois HaShachar is just the deadline of the mitzvah because it says the chipazoin.
But at any
So just like in Rabbi Akiva, in the world of Rabbi Akiva, why are you not allowed to eat after Achilas Matzah? It's to savor the flavor. So say the same thing in Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Here, look at Igros Moshe, last paragraph. He says, V'lachin Pashat, last paragraph, second column, fifth line. V'lachin Pashat, Ubarar. Sha'af la ha'toises, sha'poiskim kiv, lezim ben Azariah, asur lechal achar afikoymen kol ha'layla. Even according to Shita's toises, that passing like Rav Elazar ben Azariah, you're now to eat afikoymen the whole night. Kamino kol ha'dor shel fanenu. V'gam terutzai, and even his teretz, on why we say al is tamua, k'tzas. D'haloi matur tzeh el Rav Elazar ben Azariah. We only, the lashon of al only works in Rav Elazar ben Azariah, not Rabbi Akiva. Because according to Rabbi Akiva, you can eat it the whole night.
How should we make the bracha according to
Rabbi Akiva? Le, lechal matzah.
So why don't you make the second bracha that way? You're not making a second bracha after Chatzos that way? You're not making, when you eat the two achilas, then you can't change.
You don't make another bracha on the afikoman. No. Now I will tell you halacha. So therefore, Rav Moshe says, but according to Rav Akiva, you make al. Right, the Rambam passings like Rav Akiva.
And if we started with lit.
If you started with lit, Avnei Nezer never would have had to say this chiddush in the first place. That having the flavor in your mouth is to be able to do something exactly at chatzos. So Rav Moshe says you should eat the afikoman, try to make it by chatzos. So these are the two options. Option number one is you basically try to get everything in by chatzos. So if you have a more time sensitive seder, so you make sure to get through the meal quick, you know, and to eat the afikoman by chatzos. And if it means not eating dessert, it means not eating dessert. Or if that's not possible, you try to do the Avnei Nezer. In other words, if you see Chatzos is coming, Avnei Nezer is not a walk in the park either, because not so easy to eat another kezayis of matzah lel seder. You know, I don't know if most people would want to do this. Those are the two options, especially this year, right? So, especially this year.
But even in Rabbi Akiva, lechatchila, you should eat it before chatzai. So you could say that the al achilas matzah is the lechatchila aspect of it.
But it's not that, according to Rabbi Akiva, the din of chatzos is not a din d'oraisa. The din of chatzos is just a harchaka. So you don't forget.
Right.
It's not that something has to happen at the nekuda of chatzos in Rabbi Akiva. I will say halach lemaisa, if you're really running late, you got to make sure you eat your kezayis matzah by chatzos l'kuleyama. Meaning everyone's making kiddush, so then everyone can't make kiddush. Anyway, it's probably better for one person to make kiddush. But I'm not gonna, I know what people do. But lemaisa, you must eat the first kezayis by chatzos. If you don't, you cannot make a bracha of al achilas matzah. That's the psak of the Bir Halacha. So afikoman is already, you're not making a bracha. The first kezayis matzah you must get by chatzos, otherwise safek brachas lahakal. Because according to Reb Elazar Nazai, you can't make a bracha.
So what do we?
What should we do?
Does my local Orthodox rabbi does he do the day of the Avnei Nezer?
It's really early, 10 o'clock.
What do I do personally? If the years that I was at someone else's seder, it's not my house. If it's my seder, I try to eat the afikoman by chatzos. If I can't, then I'll make the tie of the Avnei Nezer. You see, the Zayda was from Lipna. The Baba's father was from Sachachav. So, anyway, the Avnei Nezer is an option. You know, Rav Pam said you could be samech on the Avnei Nezer. Rav Chaim followed the Avnei Nezer. Moshe doesn't hold the Avnei Nezer. These are the two options. Okay.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.